Therefore, we do good works, but not to merit by them, for what can we merit? Nay, we are indebted to God for the good works we do, and not He to us, since it is He who worketh in us both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Let us therefore attend to what is written, when you shall have done all the things that that are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which it was our duty to do. In the meantime, we do not deny that God rewards good works, but it is through His grace that He crowns His gifts. Moreover, though we do good works, we do not found our salvation upon them, for we can do no work but what is polluted by our flesh, and also punishable. And although we could perform such works, still the remembrance of one sin is sufficient to make God reject them. Thus, then, we would always be in doubt, tossed to and fro without any certainty, and our poor consciences would be continually vexed if they relied not on the merits of the suffering and death of our Savior. A lot there, isn't it? And that's the second half. I suppose you jumped in and covered the first half last week. I didn't see a recording of that separated, but whatever. So I'm going to go over it again for me. So you're just listening to me talk to myself. So in last week, when we looked at the first part, it starts with, we believe that this true faith, being wrought in man by the hearing of the Word of God and the operation of the Holy Spirit, sanctifies him and makes him a new man, causing him to live a new life and freeing him from the bondage of sin. Isn't that wonderful? The work of the Spirit of God, taking the gospel, the working of the Holy Spirit, not only regenerates, but also sanctifies. The believer in Christ is sanctified, is being sanctified, and will be sanctified. In Christ, we are sanctified. We're set apart for God's use only. The Holy Spirit is holifying us, or making us more like Jesus, and that will happen throughout our lives. And when we die, we'll be completely perfect in Christ, sanctified. And so we're talking primarily today about what the Spirit is doing in our lives, how He's making us more like Jesus. Notice faith is involved. True faith is involved. But even that is a gift of God. It says further, these works that we do proceed from the good fruit of faith, are good and acceptable in the sight of God, for as much as they are all sanctified by His grace. There are some that say a Christian cannot do a single good work. Did you know that? There are some reformed people that say, well, one of them that taught it is no longer here on earth. Is that true? Well, if it's all based on me, then that's true, because in my flesh is no good thing. But by grace, the Spirit works in me to do what is pleasing in the sight of God. And notice in our text, or in our second part, it says that the merits, notice that last thing, the merits of the suffering and death of our Savior. It is God who works in us both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Have you ever thought about what Paul said when he says that I've died? He's writing a letter and he's saying, I'm dead. I died in Christ. And now, the life I now live is Christ living in me. So when I'm doing something good, who's doing it? Christ. Who gets the glory? Christ. I'm a vessel. I'm an instrument. And so is Christ doing good works through me? Yes. And so they're good works. Is that because of grace? Yes. And so there is, and scriptures talk about that there are rewards in heaven for doing good things. Is that so we can be saved, that we can be accepted to God by God? And the answer is no. Thank you. No. We are accepted by God because of the work of Christ. Was Christ's work on earth perfect? Did he fulfill all that required, that God requires of us? Aren't we not saved by not only his death on the cross, which takes away the punishment for our sin, but his life? I am righteous in Christ before God and an heir of eternal life. What a wonderful statement. I repeat that to myself all the time. I grew up in a family where I was told I'll never be any good every day of my life. You're no good, you'll never be any good. But I am good in Christ. I'm more than good. I am righteous in Christ before God. And so therefore, he works through us to do what is pleasing in his sight. Isn't that why we're here on earth? To please him? Not to please ourselves? I'm getting into a sermon here where I wasn't planning on. Sorry about that. So we're focusing on sanctification. My note here is sanctification is a difficult and messy business because of sin. But notice again and again, it's by grace, our dependence upon the grace of God to fulfill what he requires. We do not make God a debtor. We are responding in, what's the third part of the catechism? Gratitude or thankfulness for what he's done. That's why we do anything to the glory of God, to say thank you. Thank you. That's our life, right? You breathe in the mercy of God. Every time you take a breath, you're breathing in the mercy of God. What do you do with that breath? You say thank you. Keep that in mind.